The controversial Dakota Access Pipeline has been resurrected. President Trump signed executive orders this morning to advance Dakota Access as well as the Keystone XL pipeline. Remember the protesters at Standing Rock cheering, claiming at least temporary success when the Army Corps of Engineers ordered the environmental review of Dakota Access in December? That put an indefinite hold on the pipeline's construction. Seattle Times environmental reporter Linda Mapes spent time with those protesters at Standing Rock. She told me she's skeptical that the Trump administration can easily undo what the demonstrators have seen accomplished.
It has to be understood that you can't just wave a wand and make go away all the process that was set in motion by the last administration. I mean, the immediate thing that would happen would be a lawsuit brought by the tribe to contest that. And now, if the Corps does issue an easement, as he has directed, construction could begin and it could continue until a court takes action. It has to be remembered that this is a big deal, this crossing. It takes months. It's the middle of winter still in North Dakota, and it's just not as simple as things kicking into gear and getting going. There will be a legal pushback. There will be a public pushback. And, you know, whether the contractor would actually want to put their people and equipment at risk in a situation like this, that is this volatile, I don't know. We'll see, I guess. But that's the effect today. Immediately, it would bring a lawsuit from the tribe and a pushback from the people who have opposed this thing all along.
Well, speaking of those people, have you talked with any of those Dakota demonstrators who you spent time with months ago, talked to them about Trump's action that we were expecting, frankly, from Donald Trump?
You know, it's interesting that people have not left the camp. There's a reason for
that. Still there.
They did expect this. They have all along expected this, and they've been on the bridge. They've been at the barricades. They've been getting arrested as recently as a couple of days ago. So, you know, nobody has stood down. Nobody's left. Everyone expected this. And, you know, if construction does start up again, so will the protest.
It's got to be sub-freezing now in January in Dakota.
You know, there have been some very, very cold days. There have been some minus double-digit days very recently. It's not that cold today, but it's, you know, it's still winter there. Actually, the tribe on Friday took action of asking all the demonstrators to leave because of fear of flooding risk. You know, the Missouri often floods in the very place where the protest camps are, so there's concern for their safety if the river were to flood. So, you know, there's a lot going on at once. Weather, courts, discontent, Donald Trump. It's quite the perfect storm all in one little spot out in the middle of nowhere.
We're talking with Seattle Times environment reporter Linda Mapes. Linda, so you've mentioned that there would be protests. There would be a lawsuit if this easement were issued to go under the river, the Missouri River. Do you think that the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline could wait out President Trump for 4 years or not?
It's an interesting question. I mean, one thing that has to be noticed is markets have changed. Prices have changed. I mean, these infrastructure projects don't exist in a bubble. They exist in a market, and oil prices have changed radically. There's a glut of oil in the Bakken. I mean, whether this thing even pencils for the company anymore is a question that I'd like them to answer. It's not the same situation it was years ago when all of this started.
Finally, Linda, President Trump has said that pipelines like Dakota Access and Keystone XL, those are infrastructure projects. Those are going to be good American jobs. We're going to use American steel. How much do you think Americans care about the environmental concerns around this pipeline? How do you think Americans will respond to Trump's favoring Dakota Access?
Well, you know, I think we've had a pretty good taste of that. The response so far has been dramatic and was heard around the world. So I don't think there's any reason to think just a few short weeks later that's going to be any different. And, you know, closer
to
home.
Linda, that was a big and well-known protest, but you have a lot of Americans enough through the Electoral College to put Donald Trump in office who aren't out there protesting. What do you think? How much popular will across America do you think there is on this?
Well, I guess we're going to see, but don't forget who won the popular vote, right? So it's those people are still out there, and there are millions of them. And there was an incredible response to this action in North Dakota, not an easy place to get to or a place that has brought a lot of attention in the past. I mean, the pushback about this elevated it to something way beyond just an environmental project. I mean, it it elevated this to a civil rights issue, and that hasn't changed, and it's not going to change.
That is the environment reporter at Seattle Times, Linda Mapes. Again, the president took executive action today to speed approval of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipelines. Opponents say they're going to challenge